Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Getting lots of updates from various people, including Kales, about the accident on the N4 between Belfast and... Where is that accident? N4 near Belfast. Marlene has got more information, but there is also heavy mist around the accident. The traffic is moving, though, and very misty between Belfast and Millies.
All right, so we've also heard that people have been sitting there in the traffic since 2 o'clock this afternoon. So if you are there, be prepared to wait for a bit. Meanwhile, the Gauteng police and the traffic police have warned pedestrians to wear more visible clothes at night and to avoid crossing highways. It comes ahead of high expected volumes of traffic, and pedestrians account to over 40% of all road fatalities because they can't be seen. So remember to wear those visible clothes at night. Moving abroad, Russia's Supreme Court removed the Taliban's designation as a tourist, or rather a terrorist organization today. It's considered a symbolic gesture aimed at building friendly ties with Afghanistan's de facto rulers. So the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in August of 2021 when American forces supporting the country's internationally recognized government pulled out. The story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. Franska Neidler from PSG Wealth summarizes the international market front for us.
Markets in Asia closed higher, with the Hang Seng index up by 1.4%. Markets in Europe are trading mixed today, with the French CAC 40 down by 0.6%, the German DAX also down by 0.6%, and in the UK, the FTSE 100 is up by 0.2%.
It also says in the US, markets are trading slightly higher.
Chip manufacturer Taiwan Semiconductor also announced results to the market. The company boasts a net profit increase of 60% compared to the first quarter of the previous year. The share is currently trading 1% stronger. Shares of pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly are also trading about 14% stronger in the US after they achieved favorable phase 3 trial results for their oral GLP-1 weight loss pill.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 79, a euro 21 Rand 35, and a pound is sitting at 24 Rand 91. Gold trading at $3,302.81 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil $67.61 per barrel. I'm Madeline Fischer, more news at 7.
The Sunrisers Hyderabad made 162 for 5 in their 20 overs against the Mumbai Indians in the IPL. Abhishek Sharma at the top of the order was the top scorer. He made 40 runs in response. At the moment, the Mumbai Indians 54 for 1 after 5.5 overs. There is a bit of a ball change, but Ryan Rickleton, the South African opener, he's still there on 21 from 14. With him, Will Jacks 7 from 6, so still slow going there indeed. Rohit Sharma is the man back in the pavilion, making 26 from just 16 deliveries. Luandre Pretorius was named the Men's Player of the Year, the Fans Player of the Year, and the Men's First Class Player of the Year, and the Men's Newcomer of the Year at the Titans Awards. The 21-year-old Devil Brevis was named the Men's Players Player of the Year, as well as the Men's One Day Player of the Year, having scored 398 runs in 7 innings in the One Day Cup. Eintracht Frankfurt and Tottenham Hotspur lock horns today in the Europa League quarterfinal at the Deutsche Bank Park later tonight. The scores are level at 1-1 after the first leg in North London, but Ange Postecoglou is a man under pressure.
You know, these opportunities don't come around often, even if you're having a very good season, sometimes they don't come around, so why not take it? And that's kind of been the message of the players as well. It's just irrespective of everything else that's happened this year. You know, we're a game away from the final four in a major competition.
And we're expecting some support as well from the red half of North London. Head coach John Plumtree says the challenge for a strong Sharks side is to appear strong on paper and on the field as well. They're taking on an in-form Edinburgh outfit. He was talking about having 15 Springboks in his match.